Truth. Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in western Montana. Beautiful western Montana, where it's a current 67.4 degrees out. Nights are getting cool. There was a report here not too long ago. They said that across the nation here, there wasn't a single place that was below 60. And when they said that, I was reading that, I looked at my thermometer, and it was 37 degrees. Falls here in Montana. Anyway, Sam is in the control room. There to answer your calls if you'd like to call on in. I have quite a bit of information here because of the situation going on in the world right now. Join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. As a word of caution next week here, the Trump administration is going to send all U.S. cell phones a text alert on Thursday, so you might want to shut your phone off. Anyway, the text message will be scheduled for about 2 p.m. Eastern Donald Trump time on Thursday. And the message will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." I wonder about that with the latest FEMA drills about testing EMPs and stuff like that. But there's more on that EMP stuff later in the show here. But anyway, yeah, welcome to all the show there, especially those of the users in the chat room there and also those that are listening online here. I hope you enjoy the show tonight. As I was mentioning there about that emergency alert system there, there's a good article there on the EMP. It's basically an elaborate hoax. Yeah, there's some threat there, but, you know, it's like, you remember when they ramped this up about how North Korea could detonate an EMP over America, you know? And, of course, remember, they were estimating a 2-megaton bomb. Well, North Korea hadn't even been playing with anything up in there. It was like 10 kiloton. You know, but, you know, it's always this constant fear. But, you know, it worked for a lot of ham radio operators. I know a lot of hams that went out there and they start buying all their special grounding stuff and backup batteries and learning how to shield all their equipment, Faraday cages and stuff. But anyway, it's a good article there. It's on Zero Hedge. But the thesis behind this is what I wanted to bring out, though, with all this EMP stuff or talk of. You would have to realize the missing $21 trillion, I guess none of that went to any air defense. That's my sight on it. Anyway, welcome to the Non-Denominational Gospel Hour. Yes, where you can enjoy some prophetic insights on world affairs. Pastor Routers, he gives a stunning speech to the sheep, the congregation, about how the U.S. says it saw preparations for serious possible chemical weapons use. And Pastor Routers goes on to say that a U.S. warning to Syria's leadership against staging a chemical weapons attack was based on intelligence about what appears to be active preparations at a Syrian airfield used for such. They never quit. And of course, our next featured message is from Rabbi Israeli National News, where he says, U.S., lots of evidence that Assad is planning chemical attacks. If you listen to Nikki Haley, you'll see what's in the works. And this pastor there at the Israeli National News goes on to say that Jim Jeffrey, the new U.S. representative for Syria, said, you know, that's another thing. Isn't it kind of funny how the U.S. picks its representatives for Syria or any other country? It's like you take these guys or else. But anyway, said that there's lots of evidence that the chemical weapons are being prepared by Syrian government forces in the Idlib region. And then, of course, not to be outdone, Pastor Washington Post is also delivering a stunning talk entitled The White House Says Syria's Assad is Preparing for Another Chemical Weapons Attack. And, of course, this goes on and on and on. I mean, if anyone doesn't really pay attention to what's really going on in the world, I think of those like Pompeo and those guys that I really lambaste on Twitter all the time with the actual factual things, like all these chemicals. And I just post a story to how the CIA supplied all the chemical weapons to Saddam, who in turn gassed 5,000 Kurds and over 1 million Iranians to death. But remember, U.S. chemicals don't matter. It's only someone else's. And there's more on this story here, but anyway. But not to be outdone there, Pastor Stockman from Stockman News USA says that the White House is 100% convinced that the Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad wants to expand or spread his influence in Syria. And I don't know about you, the listener there, but legally in Syria, Dr. Bashar al-Assad is a democratically elected president and not a dictator. As well as a president, he would naturally spread his influence in the country that he was elected to head. I mean, with all the hype about Donald Trump and stuff, shouldn't we be calling Trump a dictator then? That's hypothetical. But anyway. And just as foretold, there in Acts 2:17 through 18, it says, in the last days, God says, Satan will pour out his ungodly spirit on your people. Your sons and daughters will be sent to unjust wars. Your think tanks will see visions. Your old dried out politicians and generals will dream dreams, or something like that. Anyway, 4 weeks ago, we knew the British intelligence was working towards a chemical attack in order to blame the Syrian government and to hold the Syrian regime responsible. Black said there. This Arab news agency there. And of course, wait, I gotta reduce my screen here. I gotta find an image here. Where'd I put that thing? Oh gosh. It was about Putin there. It was from the UK there. Where in the heck did I put that? Anyway, it was basically that Putin has subs. And I'm going, you know, this is as bad as the one where it says that China is trying to hide its subs in the sea. And I'm going, well, where else do you put subs? I mean, are they talking to like 3-year-olds or something like that when they're giving out the news? I mean, is that the IQ of most people there? Anyway, the reason I'm bringing all this up here is because we're seeing a massive push against Russia and Syria and, of course, Iran, Hezbollah, and this all has to do with Israel, of course. Israel last night did an unsuccessful air attack launching missiles towards Syria, and they were all shot down. Even Israeli news commented that none of them hit their target. And what gets me is, you know, if any other country fired a missile or something like that into Israel, God, it'd be all over the news. And, of course, it'd be instant war. But Israel seems to have this carte blanche to be able to go and bomb whoever they want, whenever they want. Good evening, Ivan. Anyway, so while Trump and Pence gave speeches honoring the victims of 9/11 2 days ago, you have to realize that on 9/11, on these speeches, they gave the rhetoric all about what Al-Qaeda did, And I was trying to think of which clip I have this as. Let me see here. Sam, can you play that Tulsi Gabbard one? Do you have that queued up? If not, I'll send you the link real fast. Okay, would you play that for me, sir? Well, that sucks. All right, well, anyway, it's not your fault there, Sam, don't worry about it. Anyway, Tulsi Gabbard was bringing this point out. The fact is that all through 9/11, this entire buildup about Al-Qaeda, 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 and I'm not sure how many of the other, maybe Sam can give a quick jolt on those other videos to see if any of them will play. Most of them are based on Twitter there, except that one YouTube video. But anyway, you might not be able to play in there, which is okay, because I got plenty of material to talk about anyway. But anyway, the reference here, though, is Idlib. We have our own Senator Black and stuff that has him and other people that have commented that for years now that this Idlib is the center of this Al-Qaeda. And the U.S. is sitting there protecting their soldiers. And I asked a friend on Twitter last night, I don't know if I should mention his name or not, he might be listening, but I'll just do this anonymously. But he lost his son in the military over in Afghanistan, and this is a direct result of fighting Al-Qaeda. And I asked him, what does he feel about the fact that this whole thing has been a charade? And of course, he was not too happy. And you can imagine the fact of a father that raises his child up, especially a boy, watch your kid go through all the quirks in life like that, move into manhood and stuff, probably, get married, whatever like that, and then join and enlist to want to serve his country there, and then find out that this whole thing has been a charade. It would tend to piss people off. Nice snort, dog. Milo just came up here. Anyway, I know something big is getting going, starting here, because Google and those guys are, and Twitter, are removing any feeds from Syria, Iran, and even Russia now to block any news that's coming out of that region. And it's only because of people in their cell phones being able to upload direct video from an area through their regular cell phone account that they that we're seeing anything coming out of those areas there. But all these major embassies and stuff are having their entire information blocked by the United States and its co-partners in crime. And in lieu of that, with some other news on this, Google has built a prototype of a censoring search engine for China that links users' searches to their past personal phone numbers, making it easier for the Chinese government to monitor people's queries there. We hear that they're planning this here, too. And, of course, imagine the day that when you post something, and with your Gestapo's access to your phone numbers and GPS location, the SWAT teams that will follow. And this article is on The Intercept there, but it goes to show you how, the first casualty of war, of course, is the truth. Anyway, in lieu of Syria here, I was doing some research, trying to find out more about, in 2013 and 14, how the United States, with Russia and the United Kingdom, had disposed of serious chemical weapons, and this was certified by the OPCW. They listed the types of chemicals and blah blah blah. It went on and on like that, But in doing the research, there is how they did all this. All right, thanks, Sam. Yeah, none of the Twitter ones will play. Anyway, no biggie. But anyway, so I looked this up there, and there was 1,300 tons, and I notice how the media spins this, where they say declared chemical weapons were destroyed. And remember, they had all those inspectors all over there when they launched this assessment of all the chemicals. And so they gathered 1,300 tons. And then it says the chemical weapons were destroyed. And the U.S. is quoted as using the ship, the USS, or the U.S. ship, MV Cape Ray, which will deal with a majority of the priority toxic substances by a process of hydrolysis. And so I looked up, what the heck is this hydrolysis, you know? And of course, this is, while, and this is directly a quote from them, while over there in international waters, in the Mediterranean Sea, it's a process in its simplest form of hydrolysis is a chemical reaction in which the water is used to break down the bonds of the particular substance in this biotechnology. And as far as the living organisms are concerned, these substances are often polymers. And the word hydrolysis comes from the word hydro. Okay, so they use water to break down all these poisonous chemicals. Well, then I started doing some looking there. Sure enough, the Mediterranean and the Black Seas. This goes on, and of course they like to blame things on everything else, but the Mediterranean is a semi-enclosed sea with a diverse oceanic dynamics with water circulation patterns, such as gyres and upwellings and fronts, which is results of surge of biological productivity in different places at different times. Its rich and unique biodiversity has led to its recognition of one of the most important biodiversity hotspots in the world. Well, this is where they used all that water to dilute these chemicals. And then you start looking at the deaths of sea turtles and other things. And there's a whole list of these loggerhead turtles. And I mean, it goes on and on. And you have to wonder, this is one of the richest fishing grounds over in the Mediterranean, and they take these big ships out there with all these chemicals in them, and they start diluting them, I guess. But you'd have to think, you know, that that's toxic to these fish. But they try to claim in this article here that all these turtles and other things are dying because of catching problems, being caught in nets and stuff. And, of course, we're never supplied any of that information. So in lieu of that, back onto Syria here, the head of the alleged chemical weapons facility in Syria, of course, as you know, was killed when his car was blown up. Wet work there. In Yahoo News, there's an article there about all of Syria's chemical weapons material was removed. And this is clear back in June of 2013, where it talks about the United Nations Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW. Joint mission announced Monday that Syria had removed all of its declared chemical arsenal from its territories. Then it says here the joint mission welcomes the removal of the remaining 7.2% of chemicals. So again, here they admit this, and then as you notice through time to get this to spin right again, they've changed that to the heading of declared and making it look like there was something held back. They're at an air base. And of course, none of this is verified. And remember when Donald Trump did that 100 Tomahawk missile strike? This was supposed to be a chemical production plant. Turned out to be a cancer research center. But the amount of death that just comes. But it's the same thing. Saddam had chemicals. I mean, and right now we have the massive lawsuit at Monsanto being settled. We have 8,000 more additional cases being filed against Monsanto, and Vietnam is now going to claim upwards of $1 billion in damages there for the Agent Orange and stuff used in its country during that illegal war. But remember, the U.S. right now is in northern Syria is dropping white phosphorus. U.S. chemicals don't matter. It's, or when Israel does it over Gaza and stuff, it doesn't matter if Western countries use it. It's only when you can demonize it to use it to overthrow another government that's legally elected. Anyway, we've got a break coming up here. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Talk is all you get.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, continuing ours left off there, you can, or anyone can do this through whatever your favorite browser you want to go with, other whatever search engine you want. Milo snoring. The Wall Street Journal says the removal of chemical weapons from Syria is completed. Removal and destruction of Syrian chemicals has also been done. Again, this is where the armscontrol.org files. This is a PDF you can download. It gives you the whole list of what was done over there. And with the, I just did a clip out of here where it says Syria has declared possession of chemical weapons and production of facilities, as well as abandoned chemical weapons or chemical weapons related facilities and riot control agents. Import of the chemical and for chemical weapons program for industrial purposes. Anyway, this goes on. I mean, this was the search that Russia, the United States, and I guess UK all got involved, because even there was a HSS, whatever, ship in there too, that was used to transport all these chemicals out to the ocean to then disperse into the sea. And even the OPCW has an actual file here where it talks about the over in Latvia, where the which was the major port over there, which isn't too far from Idlib, if you know what I mean. Hint, hint. But anyway, all these chemicals were removed from Syria, and they've been packed and loaded and securely in U.S. ships. Anyway, the U.S. intervention in Syria, you know, back, you know, starting in 2018 here, where they just keep pushing this more and more. And sadly, I can't play the video for here, but this was a clip where I think Ralph was able to do that. A few other guys. Maybe I should be able to feed my audio directly here. But anyway, this is where the U.S. Mistake started 7 years ago, and the CIA and Saudi Arabia together with covert operations tried to overthrow Bashar al-Assad over there. It was a disaster. This actual clip here, wordage from it, where we should get out, if not risk war with Russia. It's only two. I can post that link in the chat room if anyone wants it there. But and of course, John Bolton is now on jihad against the ICC. And you know what? I'm really worried about this this criminal court's gesture. And this, of course, started with Afghanistan, but with the human rights organization, the U.S. pulling out of it because of Israel. And now they're talking about arresting the International Criminal Court, going after him, sanctioning him, and all this stuff. Does this sound like it's a government that people elect? And the other interesting fact is, if the U.S. is going to bypass all of these human rights laws and also International Criminal Court mandates through the Hague and stuff, what will that do if the U.S. enters into war with another nation, and those other nations turn around and start treating U.S. soldiers the same way the U.S. wants to treat others? We're talking of torture and everything. And I feel bad for those kids there. And unfortunately, in a world that we have today, especially as and I'll get into financial news here coming up here, but when you see poverty and such, which it is today, a lot of these soldiers and stuff, knowing that they are now fighting the very same terrorist organization that was blamed for 9/11, yet they do it because they're getting a check. And that shows you the morality of things. And for anyone that may have lost someone in 9/11 or the subsequent cancer deaths and stuff related to the firefighters, anything like that, when you look at this more and more, it's just been an elaborate hoax used to catapult the U.S. into these Middle Eastern wars. And, of course, if you look at their banking system, these were the same countries that had their own private banks, weren't tied to the world banking system, and they're the ones on the target. And there's only three left that haven't been taken down. Of course, that was the ones named in those seven countries in 5 years by General Wesley Clark. But anyway, again, any perceived enemy could be doing to a U.S. soldier or a U.K. soldier, whatever like that, because they're all in on it together. And I worry about the kids today that might be entering the service. And we'll get right back to that here in a second right after the break. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. I have two clips coming up here, but first, Sam was able to get the Twitter stuff going, but thank you, Sam. French ground forces have been spotted in Syria in spite of the Paris's silence. Germany is also sending their troops into Syria. And now the French are saying that an assault on Syria's Idlib risks scattering terrorists abroad. Now, remember, this is what Assad and Russia are doing, is they're wiping out these terrorists. And, of course, the U.S. is saying, don't touch our terrorists. And this is the same premise which was used on 9/11 to go into Afghanistan. So, Sam, would you please play that clip? It's a longer clip there, but I only want 8 minutes and 36 seconds played of it. But if you want to start that one there, you can see how Afghanistan developed. And this is by James Corbera, okay?
Yet another surge of violence in Afghanistan, including suicide bombings by the Taliban and retaliatory airstrikes by U.S. forces, is reminding the world once again of the fact that the Afghan war is far from over.
In Afghanistan, a fierce battle is continuing over the control of the strategic city of Ghazni 4 days after the Taliban attacked the city, killing more than 200 people, including over 100 soldiers and police officers. Many residents have fled the city.
Ghazni morphed into an urban battlefield last Friday. People were trapped for 5 days in their homes as thousands of Taliban fighters and Afghan soldiers fought in the streets. US helicopters, drones and a B-1 bomber patrolled overhead.
In Afghanistan, Taliban fighters overran a military base, killing at least 17 soldiers. They attacked the site in northern Faryab province and claimed dozens of soldiers surrendered.
The horrific attack is a clear effort to foment sectarian violence and hold back the Afghan people's hopes for a future of peace and security. It reminds us once again the importance of reaching a peaceful solution to the conflict in Afghanistan. The United States continues to stand with the government of Afghanistan and the people of Afghanistan and will continue to support their efforts to achieve peace and security in their country.
Peace and security. For 17 years now, the American people and the people of the world have listened to the U.S. State Department tell us how the American military is working to bring peace and security to Afghanistan. But this lie is self-refuting. At 17 years, the Afghan War is now the longest war in American history. And despite recent reports about negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban, the deployment of troops in the country has actually increased in the Trump era.
Breaking news on the nation's long war in Afghanistan. President Trump in a primetime address declaring the U.S. must continue the fight.
The consequences of a rapid exit are both predictable and unacceptable.
And while he didn't commit to a specific number of additional troops, although he said we would see overwhelming force, the president has given Defense Secretary Mattis the authority to set troop levels, and Mattis has favored sending in about 4,000 more U.S. troops.
But as the U.S. falls deeper and deeper into the Afghan quagmire, we risk forgetting how this war was actually authorized. The public is merely reminded, in Pavlovian fashion, that
9/11, the worst terrorist attack in our history, was planned and directed from Afghanistan.
But how was that determination made? Who made it? When? And how did NATO become involved in this conflict? These details are never discussed because they have, for nearly two decades, been hidden behind a shroud of secrecy. As we shall see, the entire war was waged on a false pretense based on supposed evidence that was classified and withheld from the public. But now, after nearly two decades of lies, the remarkable truth about the secret documents that helped launch the Afghan war can finally be revealed. This is the story of the secret lie that started the Afghan war. You're watching The Corbett Report. Just one day after 9/11, while the toxic dust was still settling on Ground Zero, the North Atlantic Council, NATO's decision-making body, met to discuss NATO's response to the attacks.
On September the 12th, the North Atlantic Council met again in response to the appalling attacks perpetrated yesterday against the United States of America. The Council agreed that if it is determined that this attack was directed from abroad against the United States, it shall be regarded as an action covered by Article 5 of the Washington Treaty, which states that an armed attack against one or more of the Allies in Europe or in North America shall be considered an attack against them all. Article 5 of the Washington Treaty stipulates that in the event of attacks falling within its purview, each ally will assist the party that has been attacked by taking such action as it deems necessary. Accordingly, the United States NATO allies stand ready to provide the assistance that may be required as a consequence of these acts of barbarism.
The Washington Treaty, more formally known as the North Atlantic Treaty, is the founding document of NATO. Consisting of 14 articles, it lays out the obligations of the signatory nations to their fellow NATO members. Article 5 states that the parties agree that an armed attack against one or more of them in Europe or North America shall be considered an attack against them all, and consequently they agree that if such an armed attack occurs, each of them, in exercise of the right of individual or collective self-defense recognized by Article 51 of the Charter of the United Nations, will assist the party or parties so attacked by taking forthwith, individually and in concert with the other parties, such action as it deems necessary, including the use of armed force, to restore and maintain the security of the North Atlantic area. That the North Atlantic Council discussed the invocation of Article 5 on September 12, 2001, is no small matter. It had never been invoked in the history of NATO up to that point, and its invocation would commit NATO forces to whatever war the U.S. launched in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. But who directed those 9/11 attacks? That was the question, and, as Lord Robertson indicated, it would require the U.S. to demonstrate that the attack was directed from abroad. On October 2, 2001, the U.S. government's official answer to that question was provided by Ambassador Frank Taylor, the United States Department of State Coordinator for Counterterrorism. On that day, Taylor briefed the North Atlantic Council on Al-Qaeda's alleged connection to the events of 9/11.
This morning, the United States briefed the North Atlantic Council on the results of their investigation into who was responsible for the horrific terrorist attacks which took place on the 11th of September. The briefing addressed the events of 11th September themselves, the results of the investigation so far, what is known about Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda organization and their involvement in the attacks and in previous terrorist activity, and the links between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. The facts are clear and compelling. The information presented points conclusively to an Al-Qaeda role in the 11th of September attacks.
So clear and compelling was Taylor's briefing that the Council agreed to invoke Article 5 and commit NATO's forces to the U.S. government's war of terror.
On the basis of this briefing, it has now been determined that the attack against the United States of America on the 11th of September was directed from abroad and shall therefore be regarded as an action covered by Article 5 of the Washington Treaty, which states that an armed attack on one or more of the allies in Europe or North America shall be considered as an attack against them all. I want to reiterate yet again today that the United States of America can rely on the full support of its 18 NATO allies in the campaign against international terrorism.
That's good.
And just like
That's good, Sam. We're going to run short of time here. But as you can see, this was the buildup to go into Afghanistan. And of course, I remind you of the fact that Joe Biden said that the Taliban was not an enemy of the United States and that the White House confirmed Biden's statements. And those two articles can be found on the Daily Mail and Fox News. Also, the fact that the Military Times stated that over $700 million in U.S. ammo had been lost in Afghanistan. So now we're talking of a perpetual war in Afghanistan. Now we're talking about Syria. And, of course, remember the same NATO was involved in Libya. And, of course, France was involved. The United States was involved. These wars are never ending, and they're all based on lies. So with that, Sam, can you play that Tulsi Gabbard one before I run out of time here? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 2 days ago, President Trump and Vice President Pence delivered solemn speeches about the attacks on 9/11, talking about how much they care about the victims of Al-Qaeda's attack on our country. But they're now standing up to protect.
Something happened. Go ahead. No biggie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 2 days ago, President Trump and Vice President Pence delivered solemn speeches about the attacks on 9/11, talking about how much they care about the victims of Al-Qaeda's attack on our country. But they're now standing up to protect the 20 to 40,000 Al-Qaeda and other jihadist forces in Syria, threatening Russia, Syria, and Iran with military force if they dare attack these terrorists. This is betrayal of the American people, especially the victims of Al-Qaeda's attack on 9/11 and their families, first responders, and to my brothers and sisters in uniform who have been...
Died on his skin, huh? No biggie. Well, you get the gist of it. Again, I think of it as like being from a family. Can you imagine raising your child up and proudly saying, hey, my son's going to serve our country, or my daughter, whatever like that, or today, a transvestite, whatever. But anyway, they're going to serve the country, and then they get over there and they fight like mad. They don't come home. And then you find out later that the United States is actually supporting those that killed your child. Does this make sense? There's a... I mean, it's just unfathomable. Dave in the group here earlier asked what I was going to talk about today, and it's like, there's no good news. And when you look at the corruption that's in D.C. and the talks of trying to oust Donald Trump, because they want these perpetual wars, because like Wolf Blitzer said when Rand Paul was talking to him about the massive slaughter in Yemen. And remember, Nikki Haley and those guys don't talk about the slaughter in Yemen because that's U.S. proxy war. But they will talk about Syria, you know. And Peter Hitchens even stated here, we're on the brink of war. And I like how Mike Rivero says that, that when you look at the United States and its infrastructure military-wise, even with Cynthia McKinney talking about over 1,000 military bases now, this petrol war machine, that all this has been fabricated to keep these arms industries going, just as the continued stuff about Korea is still doing its nuclear program and stuff. They don't want peace. And remember Moon over in South Korea, when he ran for presidency, his premise of becoming president was to reunite the two Koreas. And of course, the U.S. does not want that. You're talking about billions and billions of dollars in arms sales to Japan and all this stuff. Anyway, so earlier this morning, a group of Syrian army carried out a dangerous mission back into this Idlib area, and they captured a lot of terrorists, and one of the kidnapped him too, I guess you call it. But they captured the leader of one of the organizations for the Revolutionary Front of Nabil Sabah, and it just goes to show you that people forget that Russia is supplying intelligence through their separate satellite systems, and if the U.S. wants to claim, well, there's going to be a chemical attack because we can see it, blah, blah, blah. Russia knows what's going on there, and that's why they've issued these advanced warnings. They know where the stuff is coming from. And let me see, where's my time? And how it's getting there. So if I could, let me see, which clip here? I'm going to run out of time here. Clip number one. Clip number five. Do you have that one there, Sam? Really? Well, kiss a priest. Let me see here. Well, here, I'll send you another clip here and let me know if you can play this one real fast, okay? Before I run out of time. Anyway, this clip here is about over in Georgia, how the U.S. Embassy over there is transporting pathogens as diplomatic cargo. And instead of asking or answering any comments and stuff, they get their passports scanned and their cameras taken and their videos deleted. So can you play that one there, Sam, if it'll work?
I'm in front of the U.S. Embassy in Tbilisi, and I need to use my phone, as filming in this area is strictly prohibited. This is the address to which deadly pathogens are being shipped as diplomatic cargo to the U.S. Embassy. I want to ask the American ambassador if this program is so transparent and for peaceful purposes, then why is it under diplomatic cover? But I can't ask because my request for interviews has just been rejected.
There you go. So again, there's this double standard there, or double speak, whatever. The U.S. keeps talking about chemical weapons, and here they are transporting chemicals and pathogens in these diplomatic pouches. It must make a person really wonder what's really going on. And again, I don't see how people can support a system like that. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. There's a new book out called 9/11 Unmasked, and of course Amazon is censoring the new book on 9/11. And isn't that kind of poetic there to think of that? Everything that's centered around 9/11 right now is being censored. All the news, all the stuff about Al-Qaeda, all this stuff is being censored. It makes you It makes you wonder what they're actually hiding there. Sorry, I got a pause there. I was listening to an earthquake alert. But anyway, I saw a video here on Twitter a little bit ago of an Israeli soldier hitting a teenage Palestinian on his head with his assault rifle over in Hebron there. And I was thinking, you know what, if a man here took his assault rifle and did that to an American child, the world would scream, so would David Hogg. Anyway, here's another one for you. I mean, believe me, guys, I only look at, seriously, when I'm out on the web and stuff like that, I'm doing research and stuff, I find little articles that just seem interesting to me, and that's what I bring to you out here to disseminate, to see what you think of them. But anyway, over in the Ukraine now, the Institute of National Memory of Ukraine has created a children's game devoted to the nationalist Nazis. And it's reported that the press service of this institute, of course, you ever wonder who your government's actually backing, especially when you look at all the U.S. intervention over in Ukraine, bringing these Nazis to power. And then you have the Israelis that openly admit in Israeli Times that they're arming the neo-Nazis over in Ukraine. And who would thought that Jews would be arming Nazis? Of course, they go on later to say that this is to increase anti-Semitism so that they can increase Russian Jews to move to Israel, which you will pay for. Anyway, but that information there on that is on the stalkerzone.org for that article. Anyway, I want to get to some financial news here. I'm really worried about this here because of these sanctions and tariffs and stuff. It's really taken its toll on America. I see prices going up here in the local stores already. But this is a financial news where Canadians who smoke marijuana legally or work or invest in the industry will be barred from the United States. Makes you wonder. I bet you old Jeff Sessions had something to do with that. In the UK over there, a giant 55-stone tuna accidentally netted by a British fisherman, of which would have been worth $13,074.29, will instead be incinerated due to the stupid EU rules. And this article is over in the sun.uk over there. And this is all Brexit related. And so I wanted to look that up to see more. And I found another article, which was semi-related. A couple who weighed a combined of 55 stone, this is in Daily Mail. It says an outraged couple who weighed a combined 55 stone claim they have been banned from taxis after the 36 stone boyfriend broke the car's suspension on two different caps. That shows you how much meat there is. We're right back, top of the hour here. 1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.